For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We'll start on the right side, second row with Jameson.
Paul, first, any updates on Sasha? Talking to the guys, they talked about...
He was at a bar mitzvah. His neighbor had him. Yeah, that's what we'll go with. Bar mitzvah. And he didn't want to disappoint the kids.
Is that upper or lower?
The bar mitzvah? Yeah. It's on two floors. It's on both floors. It's a big one. Lots of kids.
Talking to the guys, though, they said, you know, obviously it was tough without Barkley, but no one felt like they had to replace Barkley. Everyone just felt like they had to kind of step up their own game. Yeah, how impressed with you with how they kind of shared the load tonight?
So the Barkovs of the world on each team, right, the dominant player, it's actually so much more difficult to lose them in-game early than at least you'll have your 12 forwards in and you kind of prep mentally for the way the game is going to go. But there were a bunch of guys that, you know, lose a run and come in into the middle, extra minutes on to Chuck and Bennett in their game. But then not just the forwards, right? You've got... Mark Stahl was just so good tonight. And then, of course, Sergei, understanding that he was going to see some pucks tonight. After that, he's power play, penalty kill, regular shift. Just face-offs alone, the shift between the first and second period and the face-off wins, that had a whole lot to do with some of the territorial advantage that they had on us. So it was a really good, gritty win, right? We got a lot of blocked shots tonight. We blocked an awful lot of shots, and I thought... Maybe the best stretch of hockey we had was probably the last 6 minutes.
Back right, George.
Don't think he got challenged a whole lot, but it's a good thing Bobrovsky didn't have to go anywhere, right? I mean, this guy, I mean, he hasn't given up he's given up one goal since the third period of game one. What have you seen a goalie in the postseason that you've coached go on a run like this?
I think you'll find it's almost all of the four guys left. And it's a piece of how teams get to the final four, that you'll get a player and you know, we're coming in a wild card seed. It's almost requisite for those teams to get to where they are that their goaltender comes up and has a special time of year.
If you have a question, please raise your hand. Left side, second row.
We've talked a lot throughout this playoff run about playing those kind of games that you talked about from the very start of the year, winning. This is 1-0. I don't think it could be more of one of those. Just
right.
You mentioned the block shots. It feels like you guys are like cleaning up rebounds really well. Just, do you feel like kind of everything in the regular season is paying off right now?
I feel that we had to learn so many lessons to get to where we are today. And even with everybody in our lineup, the Boston series kind of taught you all those how. The small grinding details, regardless of edge of play or if the other team's getting action on you, whatever it is, you just stay kind of in that moment. All the cliches, they're the cliches because they're just true. Next shift, next shift. It doesn't matter what happened on the last one. Grind the next one.
Standing up here on the left, Evelyn.
When you have a goaltender playing the way Bobrovsky is, how does that impact both how you are coaching the game and how you are experiencing the game?
Wouldn't change much for me from a coaching point of view. Like we're you know, take the theory to the extreme. At no point we would say, "Hey, nobody has to come back in our end. Bob's got it, right?" Like we have to. But there is a different feeling always on the bench when you get a guy that's just so strong in the net. More for the defenseman than anything else, right? They start to feel where the puck's going to come off him. If he doesn't stop and he doesn't eat it, they get a sense of where the puck's going to go because there's a consistency to how he's moving in the net and where the pucks are coming off him, and it lets those guys dial in.
We'll take two more questions, front left.
Paul, we've talked a lot throughout the year about what you guys went through, whether it was injuries, illnesses, the schedule. And then to this point, we've talked to you about how everything's starting to click in the playoffs. Do you have a feeling of pride, or you know, what is the feeling when you see everything that you've been preaching for the last
If I answer the question the way the last part of your question is, like I'm going to take ownership of it, and I wouldn't. What I would say is, I said this before, of a great sense of pride being associated with them. The players run this room now, right? What they've got going on in that room. Yeah, the coaches do some things, but this is the players' time of year, and then they're not looking behind the bench for answers in this game. They know what the answers are, and they're applying them themselves. But I do enjoy being a part of it because they're a fun bunch of guys, and they grind hard. We got forced into that game in January, and certainly in the back half of January. That schedule was the only way we were surviving that at that time. Sergei's injured. We went a long stretch of games with Bennett and Barkov out of our lineup. You're only surviving that if the grind becomes who you are. And this game would be, they had action. They had the territorial advantage, the shot advantage. I mean, the areas that we had the advantage of was probably clearing that front and blocking shots. Those would be the two stats that we like the most. Both of those are filthy, hard things, and they seem to enjoy it.
Last question, front left.
I do. Lo Storinen had to jump off the wing there and play some big minutes down the middle. I mean, what does that say about both his hockey IQ and his versatility to be able to play those heavy defensive minutes?
Yeah, over the course of the year, and that goes back to sometimes the adversity he faces is easily the best training ground. That just happened, right? He and still one of the best regular season games that we played this year was in Tampa. Coming off the All-Star break, and we had to win, felt like, the next 15. He and Lundell were 1 and 2, and he had come off the wing to do that. He's played all three left wing positions and at least two of the center ice holes he's filled and played very well. So, it's such a good line now with Lusterine and Lundell and Reinhardt, three penalty killers, three guys with hands, three guys can make plays. But we needed him to come to the middle, and he was so positionally and physically strong that's a big part of the story.
Thank you for your time.
All right, everybody, go home.
See you later.
That concludes today's media availability. Thank you very much.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.